Microphones are on. Tonight's city council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk, this handsome devil here, to please take the roll call.
William Barkley.
Present.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Paul Dakota.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Greg Melander.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Donald Waldersburg.
Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we always invite someone very special to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I believe we have some very special people in the audience tonight. I would like to ask all the Girl Scouts
All right.
to please step forward, face the flag, and we will follow
your lead as you begin the pledge, okay?
It's true. Are you a Girl Scout? And the flag's right here, ladies. Okay, whenever you ladies are ready, we'll follow your lead, okay?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think
that every time I see
Yeah,
that's right.
I get a dust
bowl
flag every time I
see
someone.
Oh.
Man, look at them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the McQueenies.
That is from the McQueenies.
What did you do? I made a like.
Now, ladies, do you have any other questions you want to ask before we can begin with our meeting?
Tomatoes, onions.
Anything at all? And you can ask it of anybody here in the room. These are all highly paid, well-respected public officials who are happy to deflect any questions you have. Anything at all?
Polish problem.
Yes, madam? Now, guess what? This is, what's the name? Elise? Well, Elise, because the cameras are on and the microphones are on, you have to actually step to the podium and use the microphone to ask the question. Okay?
I suppose, Gil.
Greg, is it on?
Oh, yeah, it should be on. There we go.
What does an alderman do?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Elise,
go ahead, Kevin.
We're gonna have one of the aldermen answer that question for you. Is there anyone in particular you'd like to have answered?
No.
I think the senior alderman should respond to that.
Well, that would be either that would be our Alderman Dakota, this gentleman to your right, Elise, this handsome devil to your right.
I'm sorry, what is the question, Elise?
What does an alderman do? What does an alderman do?
Oh, we do everything. But the mayor, you know, is like on vacation. It's probably what he told you. Not true, but, you know, well, I won't say it's not true. That's too harsh. It's very economical with the truth, really, at times. He said, as the mayor, what do? We primarily come to these meetings, you know, four times a month, Committee of the Whole and the City Council meetings. One follows the other, essentially. And then we're responsible to answer our constituents who call and have a problem of one kind or another we hopefully can help them with, really. That's essentially what we do.
Okay.
It's generally not that burdensome. There are some constituents that Alderman Maladra and I are in the 5th Ward, and we have a few constituents in the 5th Ward that really love us. They're on the phone all the time with us. Almost like being a priest or a marriage counselor or something in some instances, but by and large, that's not the case, really. People have legitimate question about street light that's not working, or cars always going too fast in Geneva on their streets. And the mothers worry a lot about the children. The children are always at risk. They shouldn't be playing in the street, but somehow or another they're in the street playing. And I'm saying, no, they shouldn't be. They should be on a playground or something. That's why we have a park district. I know, I'm telling you more than what you've asked, but can I help in any other way? Can I elaborate in any way or another?
All right. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you.
Now, Elise, you know what's really cool about asking Alderman Dakota to answer that question? Alderman Dakota will have completed 20 years of service on the City Council come this May. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That picture I passed around of the 1936 high school band, Alderman...
I was playing a flute then, right?
That's right. That was a good question.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Well, actually, you know what? We should defer to the ladies first, because it's their night, and I'm waiting for a pointed question about boys. Yes, madam. What is your question? I'd invite you to the podium, but I'm afraid we'd lose you.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Brian.
There you go, kiddo.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
There you go.
Which is your favorite mare?
Yeah, what's your favorite mare? Is that for me?
Yeah. Like your favorite mare on the wall.
My favorite mare on the wall. Let me consult with counsel. I've been instructed to say all of them.
Okay.
Actually, each one of them are very unique individuals. And ladies and gentlemen, if you turn around and look, see the second row of mayors? See on the far right-hand side? See the second photo from the right? Does that guy look familiar? That's right, that's
yeah,
him.
That's him. It's like Santa.
Mayor Dakota has the distinct honor and perhaps challenge of, I believe, becoming mayor because of an unfortunate situation in Geneva's history. The gentleman's photograph next to Mr. Dakota's actually died while he was in office, and the city council chose Mr. Dakota to serve as the mayor until an election was held. So Mayor Dakota has both been alderman and mayor in his 20-year career. So, pretty wild, huh?
I was an accidental mayor. Like Harry Truman was an accidental president.
That's right. Good question. This, yes?
We both have the same question.
Oh, why don't you both come up and do a little Smothers Brothers for us?
What?
The parents can explain that later.
Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody, yeah, sorry.
Why doesn't our schools recycle?
Let me consult with counsel.
Why don't schools recycle?
Well, what school do you attend?
Williamsburg?
Mm-hmm. You as well?
Yeah.
Actually, I believe your school does recycle to some extent. They might not as much as they perhaps could. But you know what I would do? I would ask Dr. Dye that question. Because the principals run the schools, much like we try to run the city. And I know they try to do a pretty good job at doing so, but I bet if the students in that school said to Dr. Dye and perhaps the school board that we'd like to see our schools recycle more, I bet you'd see more recycling. Now, do you recycle at home?
Yes.
Do you? Everything?
Everything.
Even your test papers?
Yeah. Okay. Particularly.
That's good. That's good. That's a good question, though. You know what? Ask Dr. Dye in the school that question and email me the answer. If I'm in Mexico, don't be surprised. But just... Okay? Thank you, ladies. Yes?
We both have also the same question.
No problem. Join us. This is just fun. If you guys want to stick around for the leaf debate, this is going to be huge.
In your opinion, what do you think is the hardest job in the room?
I would think that the most difficult job in the room is not necessarily held by any of the men and women who are aldermen or the mayor, but it's the young lady two seats to my left, Mrs. McKittrick. She is the city administrator, and her job is to make certain that the city runs efficiently,
okay,
that the budget is sound, that services are carried out. She oversees or has people reporting to her from all the departments, the chief of police, the chief of the fire department, the director of public works, all the important people who do all the work every day answer to Mrs. McKittrick. And Mrs. McKittrick sets the tone for the community. So when Geneva's doing well, we applaud Mrs. McKittrick. When Geneva's not doing well, it's usually our fault.
And
so
Mayor,
Mrs. McKittrick has a job.
Mrs. McKittrick was a Girl Scout.
Is that right?
Is a Girl Scout.
No kidding.
And now she runs the whole city of Geneva.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
cool.
Boy, was that a... You're welcome. Kendall.
Oh, be well warned.
Oh, God. Has your question been pre-screened?
No.
No?
What did you learn in fifth grade that you use today?
Well, see, I clipped out of fifth grade, Kendall. Going from fourth grade to high school. I think I learned humility. Do you know what humility is?
Yes.
Not to take yourself too seriously? Because
mm-hmm.
when I was in fifth grade at St. Peter, I actually ran for class president. And I lost. And that was tough, especially for a dude, you know? But I learned that, you know, just sometimes because you lose doesn't mean you're always going to lose. Sometimes you go on to different things, and that's important to know. So, yeah, good, very good.
Thank you.
Excellent question. You know who my teacher was?
Mrs. Martin.
You.
That's my teacher.
Is that right? Yeah, Mrs. Martin used to always, she put me on the straight and narrow. So I owe Mrs. Martin quite a bit. I really do. In fact, she owes me $40. Is this thing rolling, Pete? The camera's still rolling? Excellent question, Kendall. Thank you. Young lady in the second row. We'll take two more questions, then we've got to begin our meeting, folks, because we are paid by the hour. So, another joke that went completely... Yes, what is your name?
Alessandra.
Of course you are. Alessandra, how are you?
10.
Well, good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering, what are the three of your favorite things to do as a mayor?
Number one is travel on the city jet. I think first and foremost, it's visiting the schools.
Come on, Rod.
It's fun to be in the schools and meet the kids, because oftentimes, and I'm certain the city council would agree, that sometimes the most interesting questions and creative ideas really come from the youngest people in our community. I think secondly, it's to represent the community at special events, whether it be Swedish days or new stores that open. That's a lot of fun. And I think third is really being able to help people when they feel that perhaps there's no chance of getting something done. And oftentimes people will call the alderman or the mayor and ask what possibly can be done to assist me in whatever the challenge may be, and we can actually help those people. That's pretty cool stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, madam.
We both have the same question.
Oh, you do? Well, come on up as a tag team.
What is your least favorite thing about me being mayor?
I think it's fielding questions from probative 12-year-olds. I grew up in Geneva, and the hardest thing about being the mayor, and I would assume the council would agree, the hardest thing about being an elected official is, regardless of whether it's the city, school board, the park district, or the library, is I think people tend to expect more from you than you can possibly deliver. Imagine, and I always equate this as such, imagine your parents tell you that you can have a sleepover, and you can only invite 5 friends, but you have 10 friends. You're going to disappoint half of your friends, right? Oftentimes, as an elected official, you have to make a decision that's going to sometimes disappoint somebody, and sometimes those people are your friends. And that's hard. You know, when you have your buddies from St. Pete or the middle school or the high school say, hey, Burnsy, you're the mayor, cool. I need ABC, and you can't do it. Or, for example, my mother and father always demand stuff from me, and it's out of control. It's out of control. So that's tough. Did you say 3 worst things?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank you. One of the younger ladies over here? Yes, madam, you in the second row. Smart. Yeah, come on up front. What the heck? You're on TV. You want to whisper? Some questions? Who did win when I...
First grade.
Oh, who did win? Who won? The question was, who won the class presidency in fifth grade?
Oh.
Well, he's no longer with us. No, I'm just kidding. Gosh, I don't... I think it was actually a girl. Amazing. I felt like Renee Richards.
It was scary.
You can ask your mom that one later too. And what's your second question? And the other question was, how long have I worked in here? In the building? I've been here for 12 years involved with the city council, and before that for 2 years on what they call the plan commission, which is a job that when anybody wants to build something new in town, they have to come before those men and women and ask for approval. There's a plan commissioner here tonight, in fact. He looks tired, grumpy, exhausted. He's back there. Yeah, pretty 12 years. And how old are you? You're five, so I've been doing this 7 years more than you've... Seven years more than you've been alive. Isn't that wild? So any disappointments you have, it's all my fault. Now, cool. What's your name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle. And you're 5 years old, and you go to which school?
Williamsburg.
Awesome. Do you know what street you live on?
Cambridge.
You live in Cambridge? Any troubles in the Cambridge neighborhood? None at all? It's just paradise?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who your aldermen are?
I hear that a lot.
Anything else? No? Those are good questions, Annabelle. Thank you very much. Last chance, folks. Otherwise, I'm going to read a proclamation. This young lady right here. Annabelle, good job.
Oh, we got a brownie.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys, whatever's more comfortable for you.
Why are there nails?
Why are there mirrors when there's governors?
Oh, why are there mayors?
Who put you up to this? Why are there mayors when there's governors? Well, when there's Governor McCoy. Ladies, you know that each town has a mayor, right? And each state has a governor. So each of those people are asked to do the best they can to make certain that little area runs well. It's not unlike being... Now, what school do you ladies go to?
Mill Creek.
Mill Creek. Your principal at Mill Creek is kind of like a mayor, right? He needs the support of the teachers and the parents in order for that school to run well, correct? So it's every school has their own principal, every town has their own mayor, and every state has their own governor. Because the governor can't do a lot of things unless the mayors and the city council members support him or her, and vice versa. A lot of the mayors can't do a lot of things unless the governor helps him or her out. So it's a good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of mayors who... Never mind, strike that.
Yeah.
Good answer. Thank you, ladies, very much. You guys have a new school next year, at least the South Mill Creek do. That's cool. Okay, ladies, I have a proclamation I'd like to read in honor of Girl Scout everywhere. And I will apologize in advance. I forgot my glasses downstairs. We were invaded by Girl Scouts, and the sheer fear of all those young ladies. So I'm going to ask Annabelle to hold this in the second row so I can see it. Okay, ladies, this is... Oh, no. That was a joke, Annabelle. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, there's Girl Scouts here. Girl Scout Week Proclamation. Ready? Whereas Wednesday, March 12th, 2009... Good God. ...marks the 97th anniversary of Girl Scouts. 97 years of Girl Scouting? Mary, 97 years? Of the USA, founded by
Mary McKittrick.
Juliet Gordon Lowe in 1912 in Savannah, Georgia, and whereas throughout its distinguished history, Girl Scouting has helped build millions of girls and women of courage, confidence, and character, and whereas through the dedication, time, and talent of volunteers of different backgrounds, abilities, and areas of expertise, the Girl Scout organization thrives for girls in so many settings. Whereas through Girl Scouting's unique leadership development program, girls define leadership by making the world a better place, by discovering, connecting, and taking action in their communities. And whereas Girl Scouting takes an active role in increasing girls' awareness of the opportunities available to them in math, science, sports, technology, health, and fields that can expand their horizons. And whereas more than 3.7 million Girl Scout members nationwide will be celebrating 96 years of this American tradition with 50 million women who grew up, Mrs. McKittrick, participating in Girl Scouting and exemplify the impact of this amazing movement. Now, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of Geneva, Illinois, do hereby applaud the commitment of Girl Scouts and the commitments they have made to America's girls and proudly proclaim the week of March 8th through 14th, 2009, as Girl Scouts Make the World a Better Place Week in the city of Geneva. I will entertain a motion to so proclaim.
Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Alderman Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
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 That was simple. It's amazing we get paid for this, isn't it? You guys want to do a big group photo with this proclamation?
Yes. That'd be great. Big group.
That's too much time. Oh, you got somewhere to go?
Never heard that before.
How much time is there, ladies? No? Yeah. For Dad? You did? Watch this, guys. Check this out. You're on TV. You'll see what's on. It's on.
Lynn has a Ben Swan. She's had it for like 50 years. Oh, okay. It's an automatic.
How about the tall kids in the back? Oh, good. And the little ladies in the front?
Well, we got him to smile.
There's a future cheerleader.
Kevin?
No. Here.
Go Spartans. Is that Will Ferrell?
It's Will Ferrell.
It's Will Ferrell.
Now, who's a basketball fan in this room? Everybody? What's happening tonight?
What's that?
Geneva's playing New Trier basketball.
Well, we can't get that piped in, huh?
Yeah, I got to get some radio.
It's going to be a good. Anything else, folks, before we move on? Check that out. We're actually inviting the Boy Scouts in next.
Something. What's super expensive?
I know. It never fails. I heard from way back when, what's his name was? Roger Morris. Yeah, he tried to get them. He tried to get them to recite them, and they didn't do it because he said it was just too cost prohibitive. Hi. Regarding, okay. Okay.
Good job, Annabelle. You did a great job. I'm always surprised that the kids know how to walk up and move the mic to their level.
To figure out what it is exactly we do. Awesome. Item number four is amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add a closed session to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees, including the public body's legal counsel.
Offered by Mr. Maladra, an amendment to the agenda.
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Singer. Mr. Clerk, I kindly ask you to take a roll call on that amendment to the agenda.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Item number five, the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Barclay, seconded by Dakota. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Item number 10, ladies and gentlemen, is municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $245,328.23.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as seen on our city website. They're displayed on our city website.
Second. Motion by Brown to pay the bills as presented. Seconded by Mr. Hill. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Item number 11A, ladies and gentlemen, is to consider the city's leaf pickup program for the 2009 season. You'll recall that during our committee meeting of last week, we had discussed three options. It was determined by this body that we would, for all practical purposes, stick with the program in place, including the bagging program that's available to our community in December, courtesy of our friends at Allied Waste. For the benefit of those watching at home and for the benefit of those in the audience tonight, I did send an email to the City Council on Saturday asking whether or not there would be any interest at all in discussing two alternative options to our leaf program. The first being completely eliminating the leaf collection program altogether, and second, whether or not we should incorporate, consider, debate, or discuss a leaf bagging program exclusively. I forwarded these thoughts to the council because we had a number of us had received several queries from residents who felt that perhaps the fairest way to spread the cost of the leaf collection program would be to develop a pay-as-you-go type system. So I throw that out there for the heck of it, and I entertain any comments or questions, and I will entertain comments from Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, if we eliminate this and go to a pay-as-you-go, what does that do for us? What does that save us?
And I should also state that I also shared my comments and a copy of my email correspondence with the department heads as well, so that they weren't caught off guard. So,
elimination of the leaf program would save the city right around $110,000. Well, it saved the refuse fees that are sent out to residents $110,000, which is in the neighborhood of $1.25 a month, I think is what we
So it would
about.
Save the individual homeowner, the citizen, $1.25 a month.
Each resident would, resident household would save roughly $1.25 a month.
For 12 months.
And for 12 months.
And what does that, but that, does that do anything for us from your department side?
Yes. If residents were required to bag leaves, it enables our crews that would otherwise be picking up leaves to extend our pavement patching program through up to the plant, the pavement, the asphalt plant's closing, which is usually around Thanksgiving. So we'd get probably about five plus weeks of additional pavement patching. We'd also be able to move forward with our EAB and tree trimming program, which pretty much, as I showed on that program, the PowerPoint last year, pretty much everything comes to a halt because we've got all of our crews working on leaves. So it opens up some other avenues for us to be able to complete.
So we gain in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, at the end of the day, it seems to me. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Pollack and Mr. Maladra.
Thanks, Bob. Dan, as a follow-up to Bob's question, you just identified what city crews would be able to do if, in fact, they weren't challenged with this task of picking up leaves. If we were to privatize it, and we touched on this last week, if we were to privatize the service and have three pickups by a private contractor, that would cost the average homeowner how much more? Is it a month or a year? Was it 50 cents?
It's 50 cents a month or $6 a year.
Okay, so for an additional $6 a year, we would have an additional pickup. It would be completely privatized. We could perhaps, I could think that we would be able to auction or sell our equipment that we would no longer be using. We wouldn't be required to maintain it, and you wouldn't be coming back to us to upgrade or buy new equipment as the years progress. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will, after the questions, make a motion to do just that.
Mr. Maladra, then Alderman Vogelsberg.
Dan, you covered the pluses of discontinuing the leaf program altogether, going with pay-as-you-go system, but I think that kind of moves away from something. Why did we start the leaf pickup program to begin?
I believe back in 91 when it was first established was because of the elimination of leaf burning. So we put together a program to
essentially get rid of the leaves because people were no longer going to be able to burn.
Okay. That didn't answer the question. That wasn't the answer I was looking for. But what my concern about going with the pay-as-you-go system is you mentioned the word required. If we require people to pick up leaves, I don't think we can require them to do that. And so you have a situation where, you know, person A might be doing a good job raking his leaves, bagging his leaves, but his neighbor is not. And the next weekend he comes out his front door and his neighbor's leaves are in his front yard again. And then I think more importantly, those leaves are clogging the storm sewer inlets and things of that nature. So I look at the leaf program more as a citywide, you know, keep the water flowing, keep the leaves from becoming a nuisance issue. If there were a way to enforce it, to force everybody to pick up their leaves, to force people to keep their and storm sewer inlets clear and things like that, or if there was an alternative, maybe more street sweeping to make sure that the inlets don't get clogged, maybe we'd be okay. But as it stands right now, you can't require people to do it. The only way that we can be sure that anything gets done is to pick up the majority of the leaves ourselves.
I agree. One comment that I saw repeated on some of the surveys that we got is that certain residents didn't want to pay for it because they mulch their leaves. So for some people you can mulch, but for the older areas where you've got a lot of leaves, I don't know that you would be able to mulch all those leaves. So that issue will be out there as far as plugging the inlets and that type of thing.
Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. That was just my question. I was going to ask if you had any idea how many people don't require the leaf pickup.
I don't know that. I could guess in the newer subdivisions that don't have a lot of leaves, they're probably not utilizing. Steve might have a better idea where, I don't know if we have it broken out as far as where our volume of leaves that we typically pick up. But I know in the younger areas we're not picking up much.
So people just can mulch them because
they just mulch, right?
Because there's a small
amount. Because it's such a small amount.
Okay, thank you. I was surprised that we were talking about just eliminate. We went from keeping the same thing to completely eliminating it within a week, which that's fine. That's definitely an option. I know we have a limited amount of resources, and we have to balance what we're going to take away and what we're going to leave. But leaf collection is such a tangible service that I think people really feel like they missed. Something like the EAB, I don't think people would miss it. It's important and everything, but I just feel like as we start minimizing the budget, I hate to get rid of something that is such an obvious benefit to residents. And I'm going to vote against the completely eliminating it, because I think that it is a service people have come to rely on. Whether the city should provide it or not, people definitely do rely on it. And I think the pay-as-you-go and the bagging is a big problem as it is, and I don't think that goes with our initiatives to go more green either. Thank you.
And just for those of you in the audience and watching at home, EAB is the Emerald Ash Borer Program.
Sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But
I didn't know either. No.
just threw it out there and sound good. Alderman Piper, then Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I understand where Alderman Belanger is going with this. I guess I'm not looking into it quite that deeply as whether we require or don't require. You can't make anybody rake their yard, and if your neighbor's leaves end up in your yard, I don't want to micromanage it down to that level. The neighbors are going to have to think for themselves and work it out at some point. It seems to me our biggest problem with the sewers getting clogged is when the leaves end up down in the parkway, blow into the street, they don't get picked up for whatever reason, and then it rains and they get kind of, they're flowed right down there. Some people put them in the parkway, some people put them right in the street. There seems to be some confusion on where to put them. That seems to me to be the biggest issue with clogging the sewers, not just not raking them at all. There's to some extent they're going to blow around, but am I right in saying that, Dan?
I think the main issue with the inlets is the fact that residents rake the leaves into the street instead of putting it behind the curb like we ask.
Okay. Because I think, eliminating it from a city level, there's a lot of advantages. I think we should probably still have it, whether we have a pay-as-you-go, whether we have it privatized. You know, as for it coming up in a week, man, it didn't come up. We beat this thing to death a week ago, and it's funny, you know. None are so blind than those who can't see. It was right in front of us. What else can we do? We could have just gotten rid of it in the sense that we had let somebody else take care of it. Yeah, it is something citizens are used to. People are also used to being coddled, too. So we get a lot of complaints from people who simply can't get their leaves out, or the infamous, I haven't been told. One of the things that really frosted me last week was when you came out and said, oh, yeah, we're looking at this system where it calls you at home. Calls you at home? You got to be kidding me. We're on TV. We can send a newsletter out. Your aldermen have phone numbers. You have a phone number. Take responsibility as a citizen. Figure out when your leaves need to be picked up. There's part of the problem right there.
Agreed.
But we either privatize it or pay as you go, because we did get a lot of emails, people in townhomes, people in newer subdivisions saying, what am I paying for this for? I don't have any leaves. I haven't even picked up. We bag all of our stuff. It's just not, I didn't think it was that big a deal, but we'll see where everybody wants to go with it. I just want to address what Craig said. Thank you.
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I wanted to ask, not everybody pays for leaf pickup like in condos, do they, or townhouses?
Yes, they do.
No, I thought there was...
The way it currently runs is if Allied, our refuse contractor, drives down those streets, those fees are assessed to those properties. So there are townhouses that Allied serves, and therefore we bill.
But so Allied...
they don't. Correct. There are townhouses and...
But there are some that aren't.
I didn't hear your response, Mr. Roof.
There are many townhomes that do not pay the fee.
There are. Now, that's not the impression I was left with earlier this evening. I asked that question, and they indicated to me that each and every household must pay a fee, and there aren't any exceptions. So apparently there are, from what Alderman Brown has indicated.
There are, I'm aware of areas that do not.
Dan, what I'm in reference here to is that I did get a call this evening in regards to an association, an individual who lives in my area who pays an association fee, which is, and therefore that fee pays for the leaf removal and taking whatever landscaping is performed in that association, and yet they are paying a fee to the city for the removal of their leaves, and yet the city is not removing those leaves. What's the justification there?
That determination was based on trying to figure out how to build those residents, and currently the way it's set up is if Allied Waste serves those properties, then we bill that fee to those residents, whether it's a townhouse or single family.
I'm a little confused. If Allied Waste services that community, then they are billed?
Right.
Well, what's the prerogative there? I mean, what if these homeowners say, don't come here, because we have our own leaf means of removing our leaves through another process or a company or whatever it may be?
We've had that discussion with many people. I think the theory behind it is if Allied can get their equipment in there, we can get our equipment in there, therefore that fee is assessed. If they choose not to utilize our services, I guess that's their choice. And I understand the associations that there are townhouses that do that, but they could, since they're paying that fee, put the leaves out at the curb and the city would be required to pick up those leaves.
Well, if they want to have that fee removed from their tax rates, then do they have to petition the city?
I'm not sure what that process would be. However, I do know it would impact the rest of the residents.
I believe, just
for clarification that it's in the Allied contract that wherever they pick up, wherever there's a refuse bill, then this is a fee added on to that.
And Mary, it's because of the fact that we are allowing or permitting the bags to be, the leaves to be bagged in December, and that's because it's part of our Allied Waste contract.
Correct.
And when that contract runs out, this too can go away if we decide not to do it, right?
Sure.
I was just trying to add some clarification or for my benefit, so.
But as far as a homeowner or a resident's petitioning the city to not take that service, but yet they're getting the refuse pickup, I'm not aware that that's ever been granted. I don't know that there have been petitions of that nature, but to my knowledge, I don't recall permission ever being given to pick up the refuse but not pay that leaf and brush pickup charge.
So in other words, for clarity, in my understanding here, Allied is servicing that community and picking up their refuge. Therefore, they're being charged for that service as well as for the leaf pickup, if it does, whether or not the leaves are being picked up by the city or not.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
I still have
this. Yes, you do.
Sorry for the question, but I just wanted to get it clarified, and I guess I left it for more questions to come. So, I did ask a resident of mine just out of the clear blue, and her response was, one of the best services the city has to provide is the leaf pickup. So, what can happen is that I don't want to see our community being discouraged in planting trees. And so I think that if you look at the whole picture, you want to be able to provide residents the ability to either have a good way of disposing of those leaves or can privatize it so that it's less expensive. But I think to eliminate the whole program, a lot of people like manicured lawns, for instance. I don't think they'd really be too pleased about mulching. They'd have to end up bagging it. Senior citizens may find it more of a hardship. Those are all of my thoughts that came into my head when the thought of eliminating the leaf program totally. And I know that sometimes when you're mulching and you have diseased trees or leaves, that can also impact your lawn. I don't know if that's true. No? Can't? I thought so, but I guess I'm wrong. Those are all of my thoughts, and I just think that just to kind of eliminate the whole process wouldn't be too advisable. It would be great for budget, but I think it's one of the services that is beneficial. Thanks.
Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The second time that I heard about this proposal about that we bagged our own leaves was from the mayor's email. The first time was from a 90-year-old lady who said that she'd heard that we were going to have to use black bags and bag our own leaves. And obviously, she would have a great physical difficulty in doing that. She might be able to get help somewhere from her church. But I think that forcing the residents to bag their own leaves would cause a real hardship on the many of the residents who physically cannot do that. Many of them are senior citizens. Some are not senior citizens. Some of our residents may not have the time to devote to that. I've also heard from a gentleman who is interested in mulching, that he mulches his leaves, and that everybody ought to think about doing that. And that's a good idea. I personally, even though I have a small lot, could not do that with all of my leaves, mulch them unless I stored them in the back and put a wall of leaves up between my house and the people who live behind me. So I think that the elimination of the leaf pickup program, I think, is an invitation to have have some of us be stuck in a pit of tar and then feathered and rode out of town. But I do have a question about the LEAF program they had in St. Charles. And I believe this was the first year that they outsourced their LEAF program. And contacts I've had from St. Charles, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, is that they were very happy about it. I don't know what their extra cost was, and it certainly would be an extra cost to our residents, and some people would resist that. I think that I'm not sure that I'm totally in favor of that program, but at least it would be a solution to a program that, in my opinion, that we've had for several years, in the last 2 years, has we've been unable to collect all of the leaves. Yes, snow was a cause, but this year in particular, we couldn't get to the and complete the last zone that we had scheduled to complete because we only worked 3 days in that zone. And I think if we would have had time to work 5 days, perhaps the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, that zone could have been completed. And that's kind of a guess on my part, but I think that if the other zones were completed with their second pickup in 5 days, that the zone that did not get completed could have been accomplished if we'd had two more days of pickup before the snow arrived and we did know it was coming. So I'm a bit of a quandary here. I'm not sure which way I'm leaning, quite frankly. And I just think that our program needs to have a little bit more time to complete the leaf pickup. And if that costs a little bit of overtime, not very much, it would be just 2 days perhaps, I think that we could get it all done in 6 weeks with two pickups, and after that, the public relations and the publicity that we could generate effectively would tell people that they'd have to bag their own leaves in paper bags and not have to put a sticker on them, and the job would be done. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman, do you want to comment, Dan?
I was just going to add, as far as the St. Charles program, that's the contracted out option that I presented. That's the 50 cents per month, $6 right. a year.
Alderman Flanagan, Pawlak, and Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think we're trying to make a determination quickly because of the budget issue that this is going to pose. So there's no time for a survey, as I understand it, ask residents whether they would want the elimination of leaves or would they want a pay-as-you-go program.
As you know, we did the survey. We did a quick survey. And,
right.
To do a thorough survey where we would have get the word out and have some of these other questions involved in order to meet the budget deadline, no, I don't think, because we're going to be talking about this.
Because, you know, in a normal business environment, if we had 42%, at least if I had 42% of my customers not satisfied with me, I would say that that wasn't a very good ratio from our last slide information. We would like to have at least 80%, I'm assuming. So.
Well, the limited response that we received, yes, the percentage is probably closer to 50-50 as far as the satisfied
right.
and dissatisfied.
Okay.
But it is limited. It was a short time frame.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's unfortunate. Okay, thank you.
According to my notes, it's Alderman Pawlak, then Vogelsberg, Dakota, and Melandra.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a motion, but I would certainly yield the floor to those who'd like to speak more to this issue.
Okay. Alderman Vogelsberg.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to make one comment about the timing, not even the issue. We had the survey, which the option of no leaf pickup was not on the survey because it wasn't even on our radar. And last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, every single paper had an article about how we were going to maintain the same leave program that we've always had, which would be no problem. But for us to change it now, I mean, I don't think people watch the city council meetings. You know what I mean? They're getting their information from the newspaper. So they read last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that we had the same leave program, and now tomorrow they're going to wake up and the leave program's been completely eliminated. They never had a chance to weigh in. If we, well, not eliminated, but pay as you go. Definitely changed from what we said last week. So if it was in the paper that this was an option, people would have a chance to weigh in. But we had one thing in the paper. Everyone's on the same page. I don't think it's, I'm not going to vote to completely change it without giving people a chance to weigh in. And obviously, there's no time because of the budget. I understand that. Thank you.
Alderman Dakota, then Maladra.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've heard a lot of comments here, so I'm not sure I'm going to go through this in some sort of way. As far as the leaves being in the gutters, cannot the police department and our staff police that to some extent, or the alderman for that matter, when we see a grievous place where the leaves have been piled in the gutter against our rules? For common sense, should we not take some sort of action, notify them? Maybe the alderman could have stickers and put them in that particular house.
No, because the water comes.
Leaves need to be out of the gutter, kind of thing.
Well,
that won't solve the problem, but it might help.
The leaves travel with the water, and if you have, so you're going to stick the. You're going to put a notice on every door on that block?
Not every door. Every place where there are leaves in the gutter.
So the person who has the gutter in front of their house is responsible for the gutter?
They're responsible for the leaves. I'm assuming that if I put my leaves in such a sloppy way they end up in the gutter, it's my responsibility to get them out and put them back where they belong.
They travel with the flow of the water when you're going to the storm sewer.
I know, but if they're not in the gutter, they won't be in a storm sort. Let's not debate that point. Trees generally enhance the beauty of the city of Geneva. So I agree with Alderman Maladra to some extent. We share in the responsibility. I don't think we want a treeless kind of a city.
Great.
In fact, it's the emblem on our city seal.
Right.
And I've heard allusion that somehow if we do away with the privatize the process, somehow that's going to help the budget somehow. I've not heard staff say that somehow or another if we privatize leaf pickup, somehow the staff will be enhanced, somehow the cost will be reduced. I've not heard that. I don't think that will ever happen. We've privatized other operations, brush pickup, and I've not seen if their staff is still too busy to do their work. I'm not sure what happened all of a sudden here, but so I don't believe that that's going to change at all. I could support the privatize at the amount involved. I would have no problem with that. In the recent week, I've had one person asked for the Mr. Lemire's phone on whether she called you. The woman is so pleased with her leaf program that she was going to call you and thank you. How good a job you've done. Whether she has or not, I don't know. I gave her your number and name.
Thank you.
That wasn't my wife either. my wife has been complimentary about the tree decoration at Christmas time because your guys do an excellent job, really. But that's another subject for another time. The other complaint I've had, somebody watched the meeting when we discussed leaf pickup the last time. They were completely confused after the meeting. So what would happen with the leaves? I said, if you live in an area where the leaves have been collected twice, if you still have leaves, they'll be there and you're going to have to take care of them, bag them or whatever. And, of course, they weren't too happy with that. But be that as it may, I think we ought to try and make it as clear as possible if and when we decide what we're going to do, what the program is going to be. You're right, it's been in newspapers, and I thought it was relatively clear as to what our situation was. I would not be too happy with changing it because that's going to be a problem. But I could go with the private rather than bagging. Bag to me, in my particular case, we have an awful lot of leaves, and I would rather pay to have them picked up, which is another option. City crew could go around and pick up on demand for the third leaf.
Entrepreneur.
At their cost, however, and I think we could put a crew together. It would be a heck of a lot more efficient to pick them up with the equipment that we have. But if we're going to sell equipment as is going to be proposed this evening, I can understand that. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Maladra, then Hill.
Dan had some.
Oh, Dan, you wanted to come?
I had some.
I'm sorry.
As far as the budget, I don't think I stated that the budget would be reduced or anything like that. What I did state is that if the city crews were not picking up leaves, we would be able to do other things like patching and tree trimming, which is the same thing that we're doing with the outsourcing of the brush program. Steve's got the numbers. I don't have them with me, but we were able to do a lot more pavement patching and tree trimming due to the outsourcing of the brush program. What it reduces is the fee that goes to the residents. It's a refuse fee that's passed on to the residents, so that $1.25 a month would go directly to the savings of the residents, not to the city budget. It's not part of the general fund budget. As far as the leaves that remain, you are correct. The city, we have no plans of picking up any more leaves. We've completed the two pickups in every zone except for the area where the last areas that we picked up that had the frozen mat of leaves on the ground. We will go back and get that, but that's a limited area. I know Zone C has a lot of leaves. We do not have plans to go back there. And then the third pickup, pay as you go. That's something that could be looked at. I think administratively it would be a nightmare, but it'd be something that we can look at.
Mr. Maladra?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to know the by viable.
Oh,
be very brief.
Alderman Dakota.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, again, I'm sorry, excuse me. Maladra, then Hill.
Oh, he wants to. Okay.
We'll get back to Paul.
So, I raised my hand because the topic of the budget came up. So really what this is it is a budget matter. I think that one of the things that disappointed me about last week's conversation was that we talked a lot about how the weather hindered our ability to make a third pickup that we weren't going to make anyway. We made, as a council, we made a decision based on budget constraints to limit our service offering to two pickups in each zone. I think that it's important to emphasize that fact because as is the case for our residents, budgets are tight. What we need to do is we need to come up with the best possible service offering for the least possible cost. It's just like any other business, as Dorothy brought up. I think that going with the pay-as-you-go for many of the people in a mature ward or a ward with mature trees and big lots is pretty much no service offering at all. And to offer three pickups per zone, as I think Alderman Pollock is going to put forward, is to raise the fee, raise the cost, whether we bear it in the general fund or the residents bear it as an indirect tax. It's raising the cost. So I think that the position that we took almost a year ago when we decided to limit this to two pickups per zone is the best compromise we're going to get. And so I would stick with the program as we have it and rely on communication and time to get people to understand the program better and to adjust their behavior, their raking, to accommodate it.
Thanks. Alderman Hill?
Thank you, Mayor. And talking to Mr. Dinges, I know that he is concerned about the leaves in the gutters, and he's already been thinking about ways to overcome that. And
we're going to try to help do something to be of assistance to him. One of the suggestions I had, and it may be a little bit out of the ordinary, for somebody on a Monday morning to go around and if there's leaves in the gutters, spray them orange. And leave a little note at the end and tell the people your leaves are not going to get picked up because they're in the gutter, and that will cure a lot. But I'm very happy that the two ladies, Lady Alderman, had some wonderful ideas and comments, as they normally do. I agree with Alderman Flanagan in that a 42% negative response is not good for any business, for any public service. I tried to point that out last week, and I don't think I was very successful. But there's still a lot of people in this community who do not have computers, do not read the newsletter, and they do read the newspapers, and so they most of those people who do not have computers are believing what the newspapers are telling them. Whether that's correct or not is a whole different subject. But as Alderman Vogelsberg mentioned, it was announced in the three newspapers that we were going to continue on this same program that we've had for the last several years. And even though, in my opinion, it failed in one zone because of a lack of 2 days of leaf pickup. Just 2 days would have completed that zone.
I tried it.
And I think that we need to take a hard look at being able to work an extra 2 days, hopefully before the snow hits, and figure